This is Rujna Majid on 28th of June, 2011. I'm with Mr. Iqbal Mahmood, who is the Secretary of the Ministry of Public Administration. We are speaking about the Bangladeshi Civil Service and more specifically the MAT2 project, or the Managing at the Top program that was started in 2006. Mr. Iqbal, if you could start by talking a little bit about your own experience within civil service and the kind of positions that brought you to your current position.
Well, thank you very much. In fact, I have put in 31 years of service in Bangladesh civil service, and I started my career in 1981. And as an assistant commissioner, I joined, and then I held a number of positions at the street level bureaucracy and also in city government, in business corporations, and local government, and then district administration, and then in the central secretariat. So I have a varied experience in that sense. So, and that is how I came here and ended up as secretary now. And I have 1.5 years to go to retire.
Very nice. Mr. Iqbal, can you speak a little bit about your own involvement with the MAT2 project? I believe that you've gone through the training yourself.
Yes. Possibly, if I can remember, I joined MAT2 program in 2006 or something like that.
Okay.
Yes, I was the first batch. So actually, I had no idea about what is MAT, or what does it to do, and what is to be done, and all these things. All of a sudden, I was put in BPATC and just enjoyed the program.
So what were some of the things that you learned through the program? How did it help you, if it did, in terms of doing your job better?
Well, so that is how I went there. And the question was what I have learned.
Right. What was the purpose of MAT2? How did it help
the
you or others?
The purpose of MAT2 is, you know, you have seen the document, creating a critical mass of so high-sounding words, reform-minded civil servants, at least those who are at the managerial positions. So, in fact, I didn't know that. When I went and I joined MAT2 program, I didn't know that. All of a sudden, we were put, in a basket, in a sense, in a room, and just told nothing. You discuss, you try to find out something. What? We didn't know. That is how we started. So we started there were teams, right? Say, 5-member team, we were discussing a hell lot of things we do not know. But of course, we have been discussing on problems. What is the problems of civil service? How we can serve better. Because, as you know, there is a colonial history in this country. Bureaucracy is very silo type. Compartmentalization is there. And a kind of contest between the ministries, between the officials, and there is a high contest for resource allocation and all these things. But there is no... The bureaucracy is designed as such in this country that I'm the one who is to make maximum share of the budget. And then I serve better, a kind of ego working in the ministries and also at individual level. That is the kind of mindset you have. I don't feel embarrassed to speak to you that this is a very dangerous situation in this country when a bureaucrat is thinking that people will come to me for the service. But it should be the other way around. I should go to the people. We are meant for the people. So
So what happened? We had been discussing and discussing, and then we identified some problems of civil service. And also, in terms of delivery of services, we identified some of the problems. What is the problem with the women entrepreneurs, problem with the women civil servants, problems of so many things. So we had been struggling to figure out what are the problems that prevailing. So at one point of time, we came out with some specific problems. And then one day, 2 days, we were discussing with the problems. And after that, the facilitator came in, and in the dialogue, he said, then what do you do with this problem? That is how MAT2 started for me. And then we finally, we picked up one problem, and then we tried to develop the alternatives to the problem, how to solve the problem. And we have had a kind of, if I can remember very well, a kind of feasibility study, that these are the alternatives. Let us have a feasibility study, what we can do to solve this problem.
And this was just your team had a feasibility?
Yes, mm-hmm. Yes. We had a feasibility study, and then we figured out a lot of alternatives. And we interviewed people, those who are some stakeholders. And all the stakeholders we interviewed. And we tried to understand what is the feelings about the problem of we identified. Basically, I remember we identified the problem of lactating mothers, those who are working in the office. It has got linked with the nutrition of the baby, and then right of the baby to have the mother's milk and all. And also the kind of psychological linkage with the baby. And you cannot really put in all of your attention when you have a lactating baby outside at your home, and then you cannot really put all of your endeavors to do things as part of job description.
Right.
So we thought, let us solve this problem, and the output might be kind of, you know, productivity increased at the office. That is what, in a simple term, I am saying that. The basic thing is that we have identified the problem, we ourselves developed the alternatives, and we started feasibility and picked up the project. And we conceived the project, we designed the project, and we came up with the implementation phase of what is to be done, and we analyzed the stakeholders analysis and all SWOT analysis and all kinds of things that you know better than me. And then in the process, basically, I learned a kind of mindset change that working with the juniors. And to tell you very frankly, I was then a joint secretary, right? And in our team, there were assistant secretaries, and I remember a number of deputy secretaries. So normally, this administration is hierarchical, right? We don't really discuss things with the junior officers, and we don't care what junior officers is saying. We always ask, come on, what you are going to talk on the paper, because the administration is based on mistrust. That's the reason we come up with the notes, you understand?
Yes.
We put up note, and then that's the thing. So, but, so back to, we understood that there is huge resources in there, in the minds of the subordinates, in the new ideas out there. So that is what I learned first thing. It's better to talk to the juniors. They can come up with good ideas. First learning is that. Then the second learning, that I could really break the that kind of barriers, hierarchical barriers, because our aim was to achieve the target, to implement the project. So to implement the project, I thought we have to have cooperation amongst ourselves. Then we really discussed, and we elected a leader, and that's we selected rather on consensus. So the consensus making is also another learning in that process.
Okay.
So these are the things, and then we had other things in. And map to, we have to do some individual action plan. What kind of change that you can make at your workplace? That is individual one. And the other one, the project was the group work or team.
Yes.
But you have had individual one. That, for example, I had that individual work that I will, at my office, I will finish all the businesses that I do have in a single day. I will not keep anything pending before I leave the office. That was my individual action plan. So still I do it. Every day I finish, you can ask anybody. As a secretary, I finish my job. Even if it is late time, I go home. That is I run, and I do it.
In terms of just on that point, so after the MAT training, you come back and you're working in the same environment that you had gone before the training. How different was it to continue working if it had changed the way you were thinking or doing things? Or did you still find it, were you able to continue to think about change or think differently? Or were you kind of bogged down still by things that weren't changing?
Not really. Of course, I remember when I, after the MAT program, I came. Actually, it is a program that you go to the program and come back at your office, then you work and, you know, you implement the project. So it is not really that you take off, time off and then the project. No, it is on the job, sort of on the job program, right? So during that program, of course, people were a little bit skeptical. Joint secretary is going to assistant secretary's room and discussing things, and he's going with the file himself, and then that is a kind of mindset I did have, and the people were looking at me, what is he doing? Has he gone mad? Possibly something wrong, especially the staff, junior staff, they were surprised, so I see. So I could disseminate some of the information and some of the learnings amongst the minds of the subordinate staff and officials. No, you, possibly we are all working for a single goal, for the achievement or performance. So we have to work in a team, in tandem with everyone. So that is what possibly I could do. You know, and then I was working in Ministry of Fisheries and Livestock. So that time it was bird flu and all these things. So that they met to help a lot in bringing in the support of the subordinate staff and others when they saw I went to them. Rather, usually they used to come to me because you know this is an administration we call it Sala administration. Do you know what is Sala?
Sala
is
the Urdu word.
Portuguese word. Means chamber. It's chamber. So we sit down in a chamber. We do not know what is happening outside. What is happening there, I don't know. So when you go out, you see people are working or gossiping or something. So when you go out, you have an environment and you create a new environment. That is how I built a kind of team. And yes, I'm quite happy that I could do something. I could do some change in the mindset of my subordinates and also my seniors. Because I used to go to him off and on. I thought he would accept me, and he accepted me. You see, because you see, in this country the civil servants are quite enlightened. They are highly educated, I should say, at least. Even if they cannot speak good English, but they have high education, university education, all this. So I saw that seniors are accepting the way you behave in the office.
And would you say that this was something that came out of your experience with Matt, do you think that others have kind of been able to break the barriers in a similar way?
The answer is yes and then no also. Because, you see, a learning pattern is such that someone learns and implements, someone learns doesn't implement. So I found people, since I deal with human resources here, I have a huge interaction with the people. I find a lot of changes in the mindset of the people working in the civil service. But, of course, still, we should have to go a long way. There are many, many people who are not really, very stubborn people out there, do not want to be changed. So they want to be traditional, they want to see that there is a traditional civil service, a kind of elitism. So we have to continue with this kind of learning, putting people with this kind of experiential learning, we call it, that you see, you cannot really learn experience unless you go through the process. So Matt has innovated that you experience the problem and challenge the problem and try to, you know, overcome this problem by yourself. So innovation is there, and system re-engineering at your workplace is another learning that you have to change. Why? At the end of the day, it is the citizens' demand that you serve better, improve quality of service, and time, you know, waiting time, delivery time, you have to look at those. So, I'm sure you are going to interview many other participants. They will come up, I'm sure many of them will come up with that kind of idea, that at least we are changed. And if we create an opportunity to work in a changed environment, why? The basic thing is citizens, to improve the delivery of services.
In terms of the projects that are implemented through MAC2 and the particular project that you mentioned that you also implemented, how do you think they are sustained? Was yours the one that you worked in? Did it continue? How do you...
You see, this is quite interesting. This is a very small project. We implemented in 3 months' time, possibly, and we gave very minimum time. The project, in that sense, was very successful. We drew people participating in the project. Mothers were bringing in their babies, and they contributed to establish the center. We call it lactating baby center. No? Now, the mothers were very interested and they contributed. And they were very, very happy. And we found that the output, and it was very interesting that it was busy press, you understand, government press. So you can see the productivity. I mean, how many books you have been binding before this and after this. So it was a piece rate time.
So you can count it, yeah.
We could see a quantitative change. You could
right,
see.
Yes.
And the qualitative change also, you could see the quality of work and all these things. And the concentration and leaving office is also some kind of thing. So in terms of sustainability, they came up with the idea of forming a committee to take over from the project. And still the project is there, the center is there. And very interesting thing is that we could roll it out, and the Prime Minister has given the order that where 30 women are working, there should be baby care center. And though many of the offices have not implemented, but some of the offices have implemented, and the garments factory, they have picked up this. So that is how we thought somehow we are successful and it is sustained in that sense.
Excellent. That's a very good example. Can you think of others that you have heard of that have been able to be replicated or sustained?
Many, many projects, you know. More than 300 projects have been implemented.
And have all of them continued in your opinion?
No.
Or replicated?
Replicated. Many of
what percentage would you say?
To me, I think it is replication is very minimal. Maybe, I don't know. I cannot really say how many percentage, but minimal replication. But implemented and
continued?
Continued. Replication is a very difficult thing. You need resources, you need other things, and cooperation from other ministries. But many of them are prepared, though minimal, but in numbers, I think, not bad. Like one-stop service, like the reform, broader reform came through that. Civil service reform, like Civil Service Act, the idea came through the map from the project, yes. And now we have been working, this ministry is mandated for reforms in civil service. And we have been struggling for reforms for the last 2 years. This government has come with a mandate of reforms. We thought now is the opportunity, there is a political will to reform. So we thought we picked up. And then MAT2 came in, and the project like Performance Evaluation System, PBS, that came from MAT2 project. So we picked up. So we are going to roll it out, this successful project, that every officer has to perform a kind of jobs in a coming year. Normally, we do not have any performance appraisal system. The system which we do have is meaningless. It's quite subjective.
The annual confidential.
Annual confidential report. So we are going to replace this by performance evaluation system. There is a lot of resistance, but of course we know that this is the demand of the citizens that public officials must serve. And you know, for the survival of Blue Cross itself, not only here, all over the world, the contracting out, public-private partnership, all these concepts came in because of the failure of the bureaucracy. So we understand that we have to be changed. And how to get this change? Unless you have a forward plan in a particular year, what you are going to do, you have to say, because you have a job description. So you need to deliver. Otherwise, why do you take taxpayers' money as compensation? So, you know, ACR is nothing. So they are very happy-go-round. Eh? Happy-go, no problem, no accountability, nothing. But now, with the introduction of performance evaluation system, where you have to explain what you are going to do in the coming year, and at the end of the year, there is evaluation. You know what is your evaluation, because you know what you have done. So it is not a lofty thing for the officials. So there is assistance, but there is also understanding on the part of the officials that unless you do it, you will not survive. The bureaucracy will be over. The private sector will come in and take over. So for your career, for your performance, and for the country's advancement, you need to change. So we are struggling, but we will succeed.
And the performance evaluation system that you said came as an idea from MAT. How did that happen?
Yeah.
What's the connection?
You know, one team, if I recall it very correctly, one team picked up this is rubbish, and there is no information. Mm-hmm. Why report should be confidential when the world is open? So they came up with the idea that because they suffer. So when you suffer, you try to solve the problem. So during discussion, they came up, we suffer with this ACR, because that ACR is basically designed for the senior officer to to catch basically the subordinates.
Mm-hmm.
So you follow me what I say, or don't follow what I do, kind of thing in the minds of the senior, you know, officials. With the, that kind of relationship we do have in, you know, boss subordinate relationship. So people are suffering. So they thought if there is any performance, so boss will have also performance. And it should be open. So he cannot do harm for my career.
Yes.
So they have come up with that idea. And then, of course, we didn't, we just picked up the idea and then we discussed, we brought in the foreign knowledge, how we searched what happened, what is happening in other countries like India, Sri Lanka, you know, Malaysia.
When was this? When Singapore. Was when did the discussion happen with you?
2000, possibly 2007 or something.
Okay.
Like that.
Yes.
2007.
And then after that, you
developed. Then I was additional secretary there in the ministry, in this ministry. So I actually picked up. I thought, yes, this is the right thing to do. And then we started doing. You see, it's 2007, 8, 9, 10, 11. You see how difficult it is. And then I took it, I consulted with all the services, and some of them said, okay, it's good, some said bad, and all these things. Then I was transferred from there to telecommunication, and then from there to communication. I served in many, many places, but I thought that is the right thing to do. Then when I came back, 2 years back, I picked up again, and I took it to Prime Minister. I gave her a presentation and she agreed, oh yes, this is quite good. I think there is accountability, there is something for the citizens that we could do better service, because there is huge criticism against the bureaucracy, not only in India, everywhere in the world. You are a student, you know how criticisms are going on centering on the bureaucracy. We are trying to reinvent government, we are trying to build trust in government, all these things. So that is also here. This is more true in case of developing nations like us. Bureaucracy inactive, stubborn, not changing, all kinds of perception, public perception is bad. So possibly with this kind of, you know, this performance evaluation is linked with many other things. Placement, promotion, your training, advancement, and so on. And at the end, delivery of services improved. So this is quite an important thing.
Very good. So this year you talked to the Prime Minister and it was approved.
Then I went to Prime Minister and I convinced
her. Should I start? Can I start again?
Yeah. Okay. I convinced her and she was very kind, and she thought this is a good thing to do for better delivery of services to the citizens.
Mm-hmm.
Because our Prime Minister is always concerned with the citizens, because she is to go to the citizens. So we brought in and we have now planned to take it to Secretary's Committee. There is a committee for admission reform. So we need permission from the Minister to put it before the committee. So next, in week's time, we are going to put it before the Secretary's Committee, and then we roll it out. Maybe to roll out, we will need 6 to 8 months, because we need to train people.
Right.
Sorry. We need to train people how to fill in, how to, you know, come up with the delivery of services and all this. So, done. Thank you. Finish.
Okay.
So we are very, I personally very optimistic about the rolling out of this to all of the civil service.
Very interesting about the performance evaluation system. And related to that, one of the questions I wanted to ask was, do you feel that with MAT2, has there been resistance to the program? Have you felt, you or other people have felt kind of resistance from political establishment or even the public or so on in terms of perception of the program or the projects and how you've overcome those?
Basically, there is no resistance from politicians because politicians are not really going in depth of any, you know, they dream something. But this is a project that whenever we went to the politicians about this project, they were very supportive.
For the performance evaluation, you
no,
mean?
No, for
the
MAT2.
The
whole MAT2,
MAT2, yes.
That is your question.
Yeah, that is my question.
Whole MAT2, because that when we say to politicians that this project is really meant for creating critical mass in the civil service who change the system, in the civil system of work in civil service, and then politicians are delighted to know that. In every time I have seen. And when we ask them to come, they participated. So that is how I deduct that I conclude that they are always supportive. There was no resistance. But there was some kind of negative perception in the minds of some of the people in the bureaucracy, especially senior bureaucracy, senior bureaucrats. Because these bureaucrats, they are going, actually, they are leaving.
Retiring.
So they don't want to really, that is my personal view, they don't want to see something happens. They want to I go and I retire happily. So I don't want, you know, every reform, there is you have to pay something. There is a payment, like, you know, there is a pains of every reform. So those old people, they don't want to really want to pay. They want to go happily. That is how I saw that the people, there were some people, and there are some people still. They're, oh, what is bad too? Come on. Only people are going and spending time, waste of time. Why? They are not working in the office. They are going to for training for long. 42 days is gone. And all these things they are saying. But they are not saying that there is a kind of mindset change in the minds of many, many bureaucrats. So, and a kind of cultural change, behavioral change in the process. So the most valuable thing in MAT2 is that you hands-on experience, that you feel that there is a problem. You feel that we need to address this problem and within a shortest possible time. So there is something tangible thing, time-bound thing, and also that we need to address the problem alone we cannot do. We need to have cooperation of others. A kind of blending of coordination, teamwork, leadership, the kind of leadership which entails coaching, like not traditional style leadership, the people are following me.
Mentoring.
Mentoring, yes. Right word. Coaching, that is, I wanted to mean mentoring. So that kind of leadership style is coming in the minds of the even mid-level workers. So that is a big change, a frog leap, I should say.
In terms of the public and popular support, have you made, has the ministry made efforts to inform the public or at least tell the public there is a project like this? How do you, if you do, how do you build popular support? Or that's not part of the mandate?
Actually, we did not do anything to get support of the people. Because, you see, people, when there is a project, a small, you know, a performance improvement project, then there are people, there are stakeholders, they know what is happening. But in broader sense...
Like the media or newspapers?
No, media, yes, media have come up with positive criticism about this, positive, you know, opinion about this, that good thing is happening. And there are some reports that the Civil Service Act, oh my God, what a big thing has happened. And this is the product of MAT 2. So there are a number of articles and, how to say,
positive stories,
editorial on Civil Service Act, placement policy, promotion policy that we are doing. We have not done as yet, but we have generated a kind of strong debate in the minds of people and civil society and all these for coming up with good ideas. At least we are trying to do something.
So
in that sense, MAT possibly is successful.
And so basically what you're saying is that even if people are not aware of MAT 2, the ideas that are coming out of MAT 2 have generated a strong public discussion at this point. Okay, very interesting.
I think you have to cut short, huh?
Okay, just one more question.
Yeah.
Has your office, based on the overall things that are happening with MAT, has your office proposed changes in procedures based on MAT 2 or some of the projects that have come out of MAT 2?
The learning of MAT 2, in many, many cases, you may find, like ambulance service at the Upazila level, like primary school management committee, you know, functions to be redefined, like hospital management. So these are the things I found rolled out in many, many cases. The e-governance, e-services, and the... When we talk about human touch, well, let me tell you, corruption is a problem in our country. As you know, the corruption eats 2 to 3% GDP of this country. If you can stop it, possibly we can have good GDP growth and good, how to say, improvement of the standard of living of this people of this country. So we have seen that when there is human beings, there is a generation of corruption. Kind of, we generate corruption when there is in services, when we provide services by human beings, there is a good possibility of corruption.
Everywhere, yeah.
But when we depend on machine and system, when the delivery of services is system-centric, then what you see in the USA and other places, system-centric, whether, and here, person-centric. If you're a big man, you can break the law. But in US or Western world, you can't. It's system-based. So that is an idea that we generated in Raju, you know, Raju,
Upazila, what is it?
No, it's not Upazila, it's City Development Authority, where huge corruption is there. So one PIP picked up that idea, let us share information with the clients through web portal. And they did it. And the small corruptions have been done away with, right? So what happened? That generated a project, huge project, for e-governance, e-service, you know? So that is a success story of MAT 2,
right. That
we picked up. Now we have 10 districts where one-stop service is there. There were, passport, delivery of passport, We have 7 million people working outside this country. So passport is something.
That you need.
So there are huge corruption in passport issuance. One PIP picked up his passport, how to reduce the time and how to get rid of corruption in the process. So they did it. And what happened? It was centralized. And then the project came up with decentralized passport issuance. Now in all 60 districts you get the passport. Earlier it would take 3 to 4 months to have a passport. Now you can get a passport in one day. So process re-engineered by this project. So you will hear the project office, they will say this passport process works. I'm sure we will have the briefing from them. Sure.
Is the career path of civil servants who have gone through MAT 2 training different than those that have not?
No, not yet. Not yet. What we expect when we implement performance evaluation system, a new promotion policy, then possibly there is the answer yes. But not at this point of time, answer is no.
And right now the MAT 2 is only part of the administrative cadre.
Yes.
Why was that decided originally, and are the plans to
very simple expand? To answer. Because the administration cadre is dominating the group. So
how big is it? How many people? How big is the
5,000. Dominating means it's not by number. Because
but
by number you'd find teachers, doctors, mm-hmm. but by power. The key positions are being held by administrative cadre. Tradition. This is it came from British, then Indian, yes. then Pakistan, then all. So we have a legacy of colonial time. So Britishers, they didn't implement this kind of administration there back at home, but here they did it because of purposefully they have done it. So we could not break those, but we are trying to do that. We have picked up another project where we embrace all the cadres, and we are really thinking to incorporate all the cadres next phase of MAT 2. We understand that we should really. So that is also a MAT 2 product in the sense I feel being holding the highest post of administration. When I feel that we need to bring them in the loop in other cadres, so. That is the success of MAT 2, because unless I have gone through this process, I could not understand. Let us take the war, and we have a kind of joined up corporate approach, whole of corporate approach.
Very good. So, in terms of MAT 2, final question, is do you think that anything that has worked particularly well, or something that could be done better if you were to implement it again?
Actually, we did not MAT 2 failed one thing in one place. Capacity building, institutional capacity building in this ministry, that MAT 2 could not do. It is our failure, not MAT 2 really. They tried, but we really pay so much of attention to that institutional building, capacity building. I think now we are focusing on that. Still 1 year, 2 years to go to finish MAT 2. So I think we will be able to build the institution. Otherwise, structural capacity building, if we cannot do it, I think the learning of MAT 2 will go away.
Yes.
Okay. So?
Very interesting. Thank you so much, Mr. Hussain. Thank you for your time.
You're welcome.